Friends, this year should be a special source for Avi Maron Imi Morasi. In the previous year, we saw Tosis and Dalet Amud Beis, who asked a very good question. We saw in the Gemara, Einish Bo Anakfir Shibud Karkos, you don't swear when you deny an obligation that involves Karka. And if that's true, and according to the Man D'Omer, as Tosas Shibud D'Oraisa, that M'Doraisa, one's land, is there's a lien on one's land for in every loan. So how do you ever have a case of Moda B'Miktzas Taina Yeshava? How do you ever have a Shavuos Moda B'Miktzas? Anytime someone's Moda B'Miktzas, he's Kofar Shibud Karkos. Somebody says, you owe me $100, they only owe you 50. So what are they doing? They're being kofar 50, and that 50 they're being kofar. There's a shibud of land, because we hold shibud de doraisa. The Min HaTorah, there's a lien on one's land for every loan. So what Tosis means is that l'mandamer shibud de doraisa, even a mil v'al peh, one collects from land. So how do we find a shuas modu mixus Min HaTorah, whether it's b'shtar or v'al peh? Both of them, there's a lien on the land. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to answer that ain't ishbanak fear shibud karkos is dafka where the karkar is a meshuvah bal korcho. In other words, he can't be kofar, and that's only when there's a shtar. When there's no shtar, then his kfir is going to be effective. Because you're right, his land is a meshuvah to the loan, but since it's only alpeh, there's going to be no gvir bal korcho, there's going to be no collection against his will. Because go prove that I really owe you the money. So that's a Pnei Yeshua's teretz. The teretz is that when's there going to be Moda B'Miktzas Min HaTorah? There's going to be Moda B'Miktzas Min HaTorah, even though Shibud D'Oraisa, when it's a Milval Peh. And since it's a Milval Peh, there is no Shibud Bal Korcho, because there's only no Shavua and Kfira Shibud Karkos when the Shibud Karkos is Bal Korcho, when there's a Shtar. When it's Al Peh, then it can't be collected against his will. And therefore, in such a case, there's going to be a Shavuan Kfir Shibud Karkos. So that's the Pnei Yehoshua. Frecht Hagon Nasen Gishtetner Zatzal, that in our Sugi you see that just like you're not Nishba al Kfir Shibud Karkos, so too you're not Nishba and Hadol Shibud Karkos. Like Rashi says in Dibur Maskel Hinami, because this person admitted, he said, in the shtar it said dinar or slime, and he said, yeah, it means two. So he admitted two, and there's no karka involved, because einish b'ayim gam al hodas karkos. When the hodas on karkos, which it was in this case, because the there was a shtar that said that he owes slime or dinarim, and he admitted to owing two slime or dinarim. So he's be'etzim admitting that he owes karka. So in such a case, there's no shavua. And if so, in every mode of b'miktzas, even on the chelik that he's kofar, that's not begeder kfir shibud karkos, because it can't be collected bal korcho. But what he admits can be collected from land bal korcho, because he admitted it. Once he admitted it, it's too late, so it can be collected bal korcho. So there should be no shvuas modem miktsas, because it's a hoda and shibud karkos. And when there's a hoda and shibud karkos, like Rashi says, there's no shvuah. So how is there ever shvuas modem miktsas? There's always going to be kark involved. Either he's being kofar karka, or at least he's admitting karka. And therefore there should never be a shvuah. So the Tosis' question is reinstated. So maybe we can answer, says Rav Nosson, that even though his hodah caused a din shibud karkos, nevertheless, at the moment that he was modeh, there was not yet a shibud karkos on what he was modeh. The moment of hodah, you're right, of course, a modeh that I owe you a certain amount of money, and memela now you can collect from land. So he's being modan moment on which there is not yet a shibud karkos, and there only will be a moment later. But at the time of my hodah, when I'm being kofir karka, so mamsh being kofir karka. When I'm being mode karka, I'm amish being mode karka. When I'm being mode money, that hodah of money is not a hodah of karka yet. Right now it's a hodah of money. That's just going to be misabev. That's going to cause a din that now I'm going to have to pay with karka. But the hodah itself can be mechayev shvua midin mode b'miktsas, because he's being mode mammon, and only afterwards the mammon is causing a shibud karka. But at the time of the hodah, there's no karka involved yet. However, it would appear that this svara is talui in the following suffix. This din of modu mixes chayv b'shvua is that the etzem ha'hodah is at the very admission etzem ha'chayv b'shvua on what he denies. What do we say now? That since through the hodah he becomes mechuyev to pay what he admitted, this very thing, in other words, that he was mechuyev, that causes a chiyuv shvua on what he was kofir. What brings about the chiyuv shvua on what he's kofir? The etzem ha'hodah, the very admission itself, or no? That since through the hodah he's obligated to pay, that he's obligated to pay causes a chiyuv shvua. Not the hodah. What he's obligated to pay causes the chiyuv shvua. So we want to know in Moda B'miktsas, what's mechayev him a shvua? The etzem ha'hodah, or that he's mechuyev to pay? So if we say that the etzem hodah is mechayev him a shvua, so we can say that even though the hodah causes a shibud karka, nevertheless, this hodah is going to be mechayev him a shvua al ashar. Why? Because the etzem hodah was on something that had no shibud karka. Because the etzem hodah was on the mammon, and the mammon and the etzem hodah is what's mechayev shvuas moda b'miktsas. The very fact that he was moda on this mammon is mechayev shvuas moda b'miktsas, and it's only the next stage that now there's going to be a shibud karka. But the etzem hodah was al davar she'en alav shibud karkos. And even though the outcome of the hodah is that now there's shibud karkos, nevertheless, when he was molded, there was not yet shibud karkos. And the chiyu shvua is because of the etzem hodah. And b'shas etzem hodah, there was no shibud karkos yet. So there could be a chiyu shvua. So that would explain. That would work with the Pnei Oshuas Teretz. That we're talking about a milval peh, and he's kofer can't be collected against his will. There's no shibud karka there, and what he admits, the etzem ha'hodah, is not mechayev him karka. First is the etzem ha'odah. The etzem ha'odah is mechayev him shvua. He has to be nishba in the hodah. And it's just as a result of the hodah, now he's chayev karka, but that's already the next step. But if we say, so therefore you can have a shvuas moda b'miktas, but if we say that it's not the etzem hoda that's mechayev shvua, but rather the outcome that's caused by the hoda, in other words, what's mechayev him a shvua? That he's meshuvah to pay. So what's he meshuvah to pay? He's meshuvah to pay karka. He's meshuvah at the moment of shibud, it's shibud karka. So that's what's mechayev him a shvua. Oh! Karka can never be mechayev a shvua. Since it's the totsah of the hodah that's mechayev him a shvua, and the totsah that at that time he's already mechayev karka, there you can't have a shvua. Aval im neima de lo etzem hodah mechayev shvua ela totsah nigremes al yedei hodah tanu memesh amod naaseh chayev. At the moment he's obligated to pay, the moment he becomes mishubed, he's also chayav shvua. And when he becomes mishubed, what is he mishubed? Karka. Dan taran tan. So how can we be mechayev him a shvua? This is a hodah and shibud karkos, because this is chayvus has shibud karkos, and that's not mechayev a shvua. So what's mechayev him a shvua is karka. Is this shibud karka? There can be no shvua. So then we come back to our kasha. Then how is there ever such a thing as shvuas moda b'miktas? If it's a shtar, so then there's always going to be karka involved. And if you hold shibud d'oraisa, if it's al peh, there's also you can also collect. From karka. Whether it's b'shtar or b'al peh, you can collect from karka. So how's there ever a din of moda b'miktas? He's always being moda on karka. So what did the Pnei Yehoshua want to say? The Pnei Yehoshua wanted to say that it's that we're talking about Baal Peh. It's a milveh Baal Peh. Since it's a milveh Baal Peh, so what's the din? The din of a milveh Baal Peh is that when do we say that there's no shavua on karka? When the karka is meshubed Baal Korcho. When it's a milveh Baal Peh, it's not meshubed Baal Korcho, because you can't collect it against the guy's will because the guy denies it. But in that we asked, you're right. And what he denies, there can be no, there could possibly be a shvua. But what about on what he admits? And what he admits, there's going to be karka involved, because the person can, the malvik can collect. And what he admits, he can collect karka. When the lov admits that he owes him money, he can collect karka, and Rashi says that even on hodas, shibud karkos, there's no shvua. So we said it depends. If the hoda is just goreim a shibud karka, but the etzem hodah is mechayev shvua. So it turned out that when you were modeh, where were you modeh to? You were modeh to mammon. And that only causes afterwards, stage two, a shibud karka. So that'd be great. So there could be a shvua here. Because on what he was kofir, it can't be collected by al-karcho, the land. And what he was modeh, that hodah is mechayev shvua, and the shibud karka only kicks in after the hodah. A second later, but b'shas hodah, there's no shibud karka. Zikataka binishba. But if what's mechayev shvua is the hischayvus, that means that at the moment of the chiyuv shvua, he was mischayev karka. Because shibud daraisa, every loan involves a lien on land. So memela, at the moment of the shibud, he's chayev shvua. But what is he meshubud? He's meshubud with land, and the shibud in land isn't mechayev shvua. And therefore, Tosis this kasha comes back. Where do you ever have a case of moda b'miktsas that there's a shvua? If it's a shtar, there's always karka involved. And if it's baal peh, there's also always karka involved. And saying that no, baal peh can't be collected against his will, seder. So it can't be collected against his will, the karka, when it's baal peh, because he's denying it. But he's also admitting part of it. And what he's admitting can be collected against his will. He admitted it. He can't retract afterwards. So there you can collect land. So while it's the admission, he should be pater from a shavua. Because there's land involved. And since there's land involved, it's pater mishvua. But that's only if you hold that it's the hischaivus that creates the chiyuv shvua. So at the moment of the chiyuv shvua, there's the hischaivus of land. If you hold the hodah creates the chiyuv shvua, then at the moment of chiyuv shvua, it's not yet land. That's only the next stage. So it really depends on that shaila, but we can prove that it's not the hodah that's mechayev shvua, but rather it's the hischaivus that's chol as a result of the hodah that's mechayev shvua. And then we would, Tosis question would come back, the pnei yeshua's teretz wouldn't be a teretz. And how can we prove that? Because earlier on in Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Chiya said that money li biyadcha v'halo omrein lecha biyadi klum. You owe me $100. He says, I don't owe you anything. And the Edom are made that he owes him 50. He gives him 50 and he swears about the rest. Shalotei hodas piv gadol me hodas Edom. That hodas piv, that admitting with his mouth, shouldn't be greater than hodas Edom. So, just like when he admits he has to take a shuas modu mixas, so to when Edom say he owes him 50, he also has to take a shuas modu mixas. Here the Edom are being made on Mikzas. The also has to take a shvua. So Bishlam, if we say that the Chi of Shvua is caused because of the Yischaivus, so we understand Shalotei Hadas Biv Gedola Me'Hadas Edom, that just like Hadas Edom is Yischaiv out the Yischaivus, so to Hadas Piv, they're both, he's obligated in a shvua in both because of the Yischaivus. But if we say that the etzim hodas mechayiv mishvua, so how can we say that hodas edim shiv mechayiv mishvua? It's exeris hakosav that hodas pvs, but not hodas edim. Two separate things. The hodas edim is mechayiv to pay. There is its chayvus, but hodas pv is mechayiv mishvua. If the etzim hodas pv is mechayiv mishvua, that's different than hodas edim. How can you compare it to? Maybe it's Xeris HaKasav, there may be Hodas PVS, and Hodas Edom, no. So the Gemara can only make sense if you say that it's the Hischaivus that obligates him in a Shavua. And therefore, just like the Hischaivus of Hodas Piv obligates him in a Shavua, so to Hodas Edom. What's the difference? Shalotei Hodas Piv Yol Me Hodas Edom. Just like the Hischaivus of Hodas Piv is Mechayv Mishvua, so to Hischaivus of Hodas Edom. But if you say that it's the etim hodah that's mechayivim in a shvuah, so where does hodah seidim come in here? There's no hodah. So it would emerge then that the hischayivus that it's mechayivim in a shvuah, and at the moment of the hischayivus, the moment of the chiyuv shvuah, since there's the hischayivus now, he's chayiv karka. And then we come back to our kasha. Einish b'ayim al hodas kakos. And that's super schwer. So we have a lot more to talk about. And please God, we will hopefully return to this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.